谢谢你，朋友们。
Thank you.
早上好。
Good morning. It's a pleasure for me to be able to present God's word to you this morning.
非常高兴能够把神的话今天来宣讲。
But before we get started, I wanted to recognize the special efforts of our young people.
在我开始之前，我特别想要让大家知道我们的中间的年轻人最近时间做了什么。
Many of them were involved this week.
在上一个星期里头，他们参与了一些怜悯的施工。
At the Ronald McDonald House.
在 Ronald McDonald House 在 downtown.
Now the Ronald McDonald House is an institution.
这个 Ronald McDonald House 是一个机构。
That was set up to minister to very ill children and their families.
它特别是为那些已经生重病的孩子。预备和他们的家庭预备的。
It consists of a number of homes that are placed near hospitals.
他们有好几个不同的家在奥兰多全国各地 的医院中间都有。
And the children at those homes, they receive almost free room and board because of the efforts of the people at the Ronald McDonald House.
这些在那住院的孩子呢，或者长期患病的孩子，可以在这里免费的吃住。
Now,
因为这个 McDonald House 他们的资助。
These children are often working, waiting for medical treatments that sometimes take weeks or even months. They receive chemotherapy treatment and neurological treatments.
这孩子实际在那里都是等待他们的一些治疗，包括比如说那个化疗或者说放疗。
This is only possible because of efforts like the children in our youth group.
这个事情能够成为其中一个可能，是因为我们教会的小孩子也参与
，and also volunteers，
还有更多的其他的那个志愿者。
I am pleased to report to you that the young men and women of our youth group served over 40 people this week。
他们上个星期服侍了40多个人。
They served them meals。
他们预备了饭食。
They served them dessert。
也还有点心。
And they shared with them their culture and entertainment。
然后还有分享中国的文化，包括也给他们喜乐快乐。
And at the conclusion of this, one of the ladies who were there said to me.
在结束的时候，有一个那个妇人就来跟我们的牧师 Craig 讲。
She said, most of the time, people only just share their time and service meals.
大多数人只是来预备饭食或者时间。
But the people in your youth group also shared with us their lives and talked to us.
但是他们说我们的孩子呢也把他们的生命和他们的人生跟他们奉献。
And that made all the difference.
他说这个有很大的区别。
So I'd like the youth group to please stand, and I want you to encourage them.
我希望我们的青年人站起来。
I hope that during the lunch today, you will ask them about their experiences so they can share them with you and you can pray for those they minister to.
我希望如果在午饭的时候，如果你跟他们聊天的话，可以了解到更多的事情。
And the Bible in Matthew 25:35.
在马太福音的。
It's a new scripture.
Matthew
25:35.
那个二十五章的二十五节。二十五章二十五节，哦，三十五章三十五节哈。
Yes.
太紧张了，给我们牧师翻译有害怕，他个太高。
Yes.
A little bit.
Oh, good. I'll have to move the microphone over then.
You move over here.
Good. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. More threatened now.
Okay, good. Makes us. He's my friend. Anyway, in Matthew 25:35, it says, For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And down in verse 40, it says, The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
第四十节说， 王耀回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这个弟兄中的一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
This is Jesus' comments to these young people.
这是耶稣基督对这些年轻人的一个评价。
And I hope you will do likewise.
我希望你们也同样的评价这些孩子。
Okay, on to our message today.
好，来到我们今天的信息。
Put up the first view graph. Give me liberty or give me death.
给我自由或者给我死。
Who said that? Patrick Henry, yes. Amen, that's right.
是 Patrick Henry 说的。
We have some historians here, that's great. 1775.
很好，我们中间有历史学家。
He said this in the House, in the Congress at that time.
在十七世纪。他在这个美国的众议院这样说。
And George Washington was looking on.
当时那个当还没有成为总统的那个华盛顿也在期待着这样一件事。
You may see him there sitting up front.
也许你看到华盛顿当时坐在下面。
And there's something about the cry of freedom that gets to all of us.
我们每一个人从心里都向往自由。
How many of you saw the movie Braveheart?
你们多少人看过那个《勇敢的心》
？Oh, several people there.Remember his cry at the very end?
在他结束的时候他 呼喊了一句。
Rather than give in, he cried freedom.
他说要自由。没有自由勿宁死。
And some of you may remember the very dramatic picture of a man standing before a tank in China.
你可能还记得很多人看到在六四的时候有一个人站在坦克面前。
And that picture also represented his idea of freedom.
也许这个图画也在表达了他对自由的一个理念。
These are images that are difficult to forget.
这些图画是很难忘却的。
Now Patrick Henry, when he spoke these words originally, it was to prepare for the Revolutionary War.
当 Patrick Henry 说这些话的时候，实际上是美国要建立这个国家，然后预备他们这个独立战争。
And rather than live a life governed by the oppression of the laws and the rule of the King of England,He decided he would choose death.
他不愿意按英国的法律和英国的国王的生活方式这样被蹂躏，因此他们选择宁愿死。
It is captured in these famous words that you see up here, with, as I mentioned, George Washington looking on.
所以在这个图画中已经看到说华盛顿也在期待这样一件事。
Ah, but there's a word up there that says life.
但是有一件事这里说到生命。
Where does that come from?
这个生命从哪来？
Well, what does freedom or liberty mean for most people?
对大多数在座的人来说，什么是自由？什么是解放？
What does it mean for you?
对你来说是什么意思？
Anybody?
任何一个人。
No bondage. Yes, usually means no bondage. It means that you don't have to worry about, you know, someone pressing down on you or.Holding you as a prisoner, right?
换句话说是你不需要担心有什么人来压制你或者把你当作一个囚犯来对待。
And for many people in today's culture, it means that they can live their life as they choose.
但对大多数人来说，所谓自由是说他想活一个他自己选择的人生。
Have you heard that before?
我们听过吗？
Preferably without rules and boundaries.
特别是不喜欢任何的规矩和一些边界。
But the real question is, what does freedom mean to God?
但特别的一个问题是说，什么是对神来说是自由？
And so in today's message, we will discuss that for the Christian, liberty and freedom is not defined by freedom from rules.
对基督徒来说，真正的自由或者解放不是说从这个规则下面出来。
And the alternative is not death.
而且它的另一个方面并不是说选择就要死亡。
But this freedom is fulfilling the calling that God has chosen for you.
而是来跟随神对你的呼召。
And fulfilling the calling that God has for you gives you life.
这神对你的呼召之一就是给你生命。
That is where the title of this sermon comes from.
这为什么我在这个里头把死亡和生命来交替。
Give me liberty and life my way.
给我自由和给我生命。
Or give me life God's way.
还是用神的方式给我生命。
And here are the points that I want for you to keep in mind, some of which are up here on the PowerPoint.
我有几件事我特别要你去引起注意的。
It's what God's freedom means.
第一个就是，什么是神的自由的意思
？First, keep in mind that God's freedom for the Christian means living up to your calling.
所以神给我们的自由，对基督徒来说是按着我们蒙召的恩相称。
God's freedom for the Christian means getting along and serving others.
第二个，神给我们的自由是说跟其他人相处，同时服侍他人。
And God's freedom for the Christian means striving for peace and our unity.
神给基督徒的自由也是在我们中间，在合一中来和平相处。
Now you will find that all of this is important because freedom in God's eyes.
你发现这些很重要，因为自由在神的眼中来看。
Is first based on truth, which we will discuss more later.
首先是基于神的真理，我们会接下来详细讲到。
Let's say a brief prayer and then begin.
让我们开始祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to explore what your word says about freedom together.
主，我们感谢你让这样的时间，我们能够来探讨，你给我们教导的什么是真自由。
We pray you open our minds and hearts to this.
我们特别期待你自己打开我们的心，打开我们的思想。
Forgive those who present your word, we would see Jesus only.
也原谅讲道者、翻译者的短处，但是我们只看见主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's open up our Bibles, or you can look at the PowerPoint, to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3.
打开你的圣经，或者你看上面的那个 PowerPoint. 以弗所书的第四章一到三节。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心相互宽容。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Now, just to go on to some of the background here.We've been studying Ephesians over these past few months.
对，我们来看看一些背景。我们在过去的几个月里头一直在研读以弗所书。
The Apostle Paul, who's the author of Ephesians, as you know, is actually writing this letter as a prisoner in Rome.
我们都知道保罗是这个书信的作者，但是他写作的背景而是在监狱里头，在罗马的监狱里面。
Yet he calls himself a prisoner of Christ in our text today.
他特别用这样的一个名称来称呼他自己，说他是耶稣基督的囚犯。
Why do you think he says this?
为什么他这样来说
？Well, it's because Paul has chosen to be a prisoner of Rome in order that the gospel might be shared there and provide hope for Christians throughout the Roman Empire.
因为从一开始，保罗是选择作为囚犯，能够到了罗马，以至于罗马能够听到上帝的福音。
We can read that in Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 13.
我们可以来读腓立比书一章十二节到十三节。
Let's read it together.
我们一同来读，先读英文。Let's read. 你来问。
Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am changed.For Christ. So we see from this that although he has been placed in jail, he believes that God has allowed this as part of his plan.
的确，对保罗他知道他是被囚禁，可是他相信神也使用他的囚禁时间作为一个神的仆人来侍奉。
Paul says this is part of God's plan for me to be his servant or his prisoner.
他说这是神整个永恒计划中的一部分，他成为他的仆人的一个方式就是做囚犯。
Now this is prisoner in a good sense.
这是一个好的意思的囚犯。
Because we know that most prisoners don't get a chance to go anyplace.
很多的囚犯没有机会到任何的地方去。
And prior to this, Paul discusses the fact that Christ did not call us to be prisoners.
之前他讲到，保罗提到说，基督并没有呼召我们来做囚犯，而是
but to be free.
而是得自由。
And this you can find in Galatians 4.
在加拉太书第四章就讲到这一点。
But the question is, what are we freed from, and what are we free to be?
尤其要注意的是，我们从哪里得自由，然后自由了以后去哪里。
Now all of this is discussed in chapters 1 to 3 in Ephesians.
在以弗所书的一到三章就清楚地表明了这一点。
And it discusses the basis for the Christian life and redemption.
他特别讲到耶稣基督，作为基督徒的在的生命的最基本的东西，或者是救赎。
This is what it means for us to be saved from sin, which is what we are freed from.
换句话说，是我们被救，从罪的捆绑中救出来，这是我们从哪里得救。
And is summarized in the following verse, Ephesians 3:12, which I also would like for us to read together.
在以弗所书三章十二节正好总结了这个概念。
In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
我们信耶稣就是在他里面放胆无拘，笃信不疑地来到神面前。
So we are freed from a life separated from God where we thought we were in charge of our destinies and its success.
我们从那个与神分割的分离的状态下出来，然后以为我们从那个自我带领的方向里出来。
But in reality, we were previously subject to oppression and the master of this world.
实际上，我们在真正世界里头，我们看到我们实际上是被这个世界的王所辖制。
As our dear brother mentioned this morning, you know, freedom means like freedom from bondage.
的确，有我们一个亲爱的朋友说到，弟兄说到，说自由就是从一个枷锁中出来。
And yet the Bible tells us all of us are in bondage to the master of this world.
但是有一件事情大家不会没有意识到，我们其实每一个人都被这个世界的罪所捆绑。
And who calls himself the current master of this world?
谁称呼他自己是这个世界的王？
Or the prince of this world?
或者这个世界的王子？
The devil.
魔鬼。
I know you knew that.
我知道你都知道。
So the Bible tells us that in this life we either live under the power of God or the power of the devil as our masters.
圣经告诉我们，要么活在神的下面，要么活在魔鬼的下面。
You have to make a choice.
你必须要有一个选择。
And what sin in our lives does,
罪在我们生命中做的一件事，
is it deceives us so that we are unaware of this.
当我们不知不觉的时候呢，我们就被我们的罪所欺骗。
So when we became Christians, that changed.
当我们变成基督徒的时候，这有一个很大的变化。
And for those of you who are Christians, that means we are now God's servants, or as Paul describes it, prisoners.
对基督徒来说，我们就是神的仆人。用保罗的话说，我们就是基督的囚犯。
In other words, prisoners of the Lord.
耶稣基督的囚犯。
And he has placed his Holy Spirit inside of us.
他把他的圣灵赐给我们。
Now what this means is that we have free access to God, which we didn't have before.
换句话说，以前我们没有的，现在我们可以自由地来接近神。
See, prisoners can't go anywhere.
作为一个囚犯是不能去任何地方的。
But we can walk right into the throne room of God.
我们任何时间都可以走到神的宝座面前。
That's real freedom.
这是真的自由。
And why is this important?
为什么这件事非常重要？
Access to God means we have access to the truth.
在我们说接近上帝的时候，意味着我们接近真理。
And this is why Jesus said he came.
就是耶稣来的时候，他特别说到这一点。
He came to destroy the works of the devil.
他来的时候就毁坏魔鬼的工作。
Which are what?
什么意思呢？
Anybody know the works of the devil?
魔鬼想做的事情是什么？
War? Disease?
战争，疾病。
Crime, poverty.
犯罪 poverty 更多的是谎言
oppressive governments
还有政府的压制
and I'm sure you have your own examples
我们相信在不同的国家都会有这样的经历
you can find this in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8
约翰一书特别讲到这一点
and Jesus we won't read it right now but Jesus' purpose was to set us free through the knowledge of the truth
耶稣是借着对真理的知道让我们来得自由
And Paul in our text today begins to describe what that means for living the Christian life.
保罗就进一步讲到底是什么样意味着是基督徒的生活。
Now I realize that that is a lot of background.
当然这是很多的背景。
But that gets us to our first point.
但是就带进我们第一点。
Which is what? God's freedom for the Christian means living up to your calling.
神对基督徒所谓的自由意味着说我们与蒙召的恩相称。
So that means that in order to understand our freedom more clearly, we have to understand our calling.
换句话说，要想明白，什么是神给我们的自由，我们必须要明白神对我们的呼召。
Okay, let's look back at our text in verse 1 of Ephesians 4 again.
让我们再回到第一节所说的。
It says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
我在鼓励你要你 既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And it is no other than Jesus himself who clarifies this for us.
耶稣基督特别的为我们阐明了这一点。
I'm going to read you some of the things he said about this.
有几节经文我要来读，你们来听。
I hope you follow me. I apologize. I don't think it's on a PowerPoint right now.
你们听就好了。
But you can open your Bibles first to Luke chapter 4, verse 18, if you want to follow along.
四章十八节。
I'm only going to read the second half of it.
我只读后面一部分。
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告，被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
Okay, now turn over to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31.
约翰福音八章三十一到三十六节。
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
Finish the verse. Yeah, finish.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son or daughter belongs to it forever.
第三四节，他回答他们的疑问说：“耶稣回答，我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Real freedom.
真的自由。
And at the beginning of the Gospel of John, it says in John chapter 1 verse 12.
尤其在约翰福音的一章十二节说到。
You can turn to that if you like.
如果你愿意的话，翻到约翰福音第一章。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believed in his name.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So Jesus has told us that our calling is as sons and daughters of God, and this is where the meaning of our freedom is found.
换句话说，耶稣定义我们被呼召的那个位分就是上帝的儿女，他的女儿，他的儿子。
There's probably nothing new here again.
也许好像不是很新鲜。
But that's why we can know the truth.
这是为什么我们可以知道自由。
Because children have access to their parents.
因为每一个孩子都可以自由地来到他们的父母面前。
Unlike prisoners.
跟那个囚犯不一样。
And parents, what do you want your children to know?
作为一个父母，你想你的孩子知道什么？
Oh, probably a lot of things.
当然有很多的事儿。
But you certainly want our young people to know the truth.
你 当然想让孩子知道真理。
And why should they know the truth? It's so that they can represent their families well.
为什么他们要知道真理呢？其中一点就是他们可以代表他们的家族。
And perhaps when they grow up, carry on the family name and mission.
他们长大的时候，他们的家族的名可以得荣耀，他们家族的使命可以得以完成。
Now, of course, our young people probably want to know the truth for other reasons as well.
当然，作为年轻人，他可能有其他的原因想要知道这个真相。
But God is our heavenly parent and father, and He is in the process of transforming us to live up to the family name and mission.
上帝作为我们天上的父，实际有一件事情，他一直在不断的改变、更新我们的心怀意念，让我们在座的这些人能够活出他的那个家族的名称和家族的荣耀。
He wants us to represent Him well.
让我们能够。代表他代表的像样像模。
And Paul gives us insight into this when he says, "Be imitators of God and live a life of love in what we do."
保罗就是这样说，让我们来，换句话说，让我们来效法神的模样。
This can be found in Ephesians 5, chapter 1.
在以弗所书的第五章一节里头都提到这一点。
And I hope you'll take a quick look at this because this is how we are to live a life worthy of our calling.
这是一点非常重要的，说我们可以真正活出给神呼召的恩相称。
And when we live a life worthy of our calling this way, it echoes through eternity.
如果我们以这样的生活方式来生活，我们就对神是一个永恒的回应。
And this is what God's freedom for the Christian.
这是神给我们的这样的自由。
In living means imitating Him and living a life of love.
自由就意味着效法他在爱中相处。
Okay, let me share with you an everyday example.
让我给你一个日常生活的例子。
washing a car.
洗车。
Is there anybody here who has never washed a car?
有多少人从来不洗车的？
You've been, oh, okay.
已经没有。
Next week, you've been, you and I will wash a car.
下个星期得给我一块去洗车。
This is the story of a boy who had, as one of his chores to wash the car.
这是一个孩子洗车的故事。
And it could be a daughter as well.
当然也可以是个女孩。
Now, his parents had showed him how to do that, so...
他的父母告诉他怎么样做。
So he imitates them.
然后他就开始模仿。
Now, how many of you have done this for your children?
有多少人教你的孩子做事儿？
Or...Someone surely has showed you young people how to wash a car, right?
显然很多人都愿意教你孩子做洗车。
All the young people who know how to wash a car, raise their hand.
多少孩子会洗？哦，还不少。
There we go, all right. And what was it like in the very beginning when you were washing the car?
当你洗车的时候，你开始的时候什么样的心情？
Right. Fun, yes.
非常好玩。
Young people like to have fun, and it is fun when you first learn to wash how to wash a car.
是，尤其第一次开始洗车的时候，多好玩。
And why?
为什么？
Something new.
一些事很新鲜。
The water is flying everywhere, and the
水可以到处溅的都是。
The detergent is flying everywhere.
洗涤剂也是一样。
We hope the car gets washed.
我们当然希望车是被洗干净了。
But the parents and their kids probably get washed more than the car.
也许孩子和家长都被洗干净了。
So it is. It's a lot of fun. It's a good thing to do together because you're with your family and you're learning something new.
的确是跟全家人一起做事是很快乐的，又学点新的事儿。
Now, what happens as our young people get older?
但是当孩子长大以后，事情会怎么样变化？
Now, as you get older, our young people, they may still want to wash the car.
当你长大了以后，你可能还愿意洗车。
But they're probably wondering, why aren't the parents washing the cars themselves?
他开始纳闷，为什么这些parents爱做这样的一些无聊的事情？
Why don't they have time to do it?
那为什么他们自己要做这事？
So even though they still do it because it's a required duty,
是也许他们在做，这是他们的责任。
Their attitude has changed.
但是他们的心态已经改变了。
But what has really happened is they've had a change of heart.
实际上他们的态度改变了。
And this is how the Christian life may become if we don't understand our calling and our freedom.
换句话说，基督徒的生活也可能会有这样一个变化，当然不是一个好的变化。
You see, if we don't serve God out of love for Him and compassion for our fellow man, it is not of much service to God.
换句话说，如果当我们不是从心里来在爱中服侍其他的人的时候，对神来说，这不是一个很值得夸赞的一个服侍。
So we may consider some of these Christian activities to then be boring at times.
所以这样我们会感到一些基督徒的生活，或者尤其是一些活动，感到没有意思。
Sometimes it can be challenging reading the Bible, attending worship service, and praying for others.
的确有的时候读经参加敬拜甚至为别人祷告都显得相互的乏味。
It can be challenging sometimes helping those in need and telling others about Jesus.
帮助其他的人告诉别人有关基督的事儿，这一切都会变得没有什么意思。
But all these things should come from a heart of love and not a commandment.
当我们从心里来做这件事的时候，不仅仅是来自命令的时候，情况就会改变。
This is the very essence of love and freedom.Ultimately, they come from choices.
从终极的角度来说，我们有一个选择，这个选择就是从爱和自由的角度。
Choices.
选择。
God has given us freedom not just to imitate Him, but to choose to do it out of a heart of love.
神给我们自由，不仅仅是让我们来模仿他，更重要的是让我们从心里来爱。
So we are to imitate God and live a life of love as heartfelt choices and living up to our calling as His sons and daughters.
因此当我们来模仿神、效法神、活着生活是来自我们心里按照我们的呼召作为他儿女的时候，这个情况就有改变。
Otherwise, in the example we just used, you may feel that the main reason to wash the car is because you have a date.
不然的话，我们就像我们的例子所说的，你可能你要最重要的一个理由来洗车，是因为你要去有个约会。
Or perhaps you want to impress your friends.
也许让你朋友看到你的车非常光亮。
Unfortunately, until we get to heaven, we still have to live with a sinful nature that is being transformed right now.
很遗憾的是，在地上生活，我们仍然还必须在不断的被改变，罪仍然在我们的生活中，但是圣灵依然在管理我们。
And we have to be constantly reminded that this life we're living is a family affair.
所以从这个角度来说，我们在地上的生活实际上是一个家族的事。
It's like washing the car. It's a family affair.
就像洗车一样，是一个家里的事儿。
And it's about God's purposes, not ours.
但关键的是，是神的目的，而不是我们的。
Now Paul provides additional perspective on this from Galatians when he says.
保罗从另一个角度，在格罗西书的第五章十五节。
Turn to Galatians 5:13。
格罗西书哦，那个加拉太书第五章十三节讲到这一点。
You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心相互服侍。
Now this brings us to point two.
这带给我们到第二点。
God's freedom for the Christian involves getting along with and serving others.
神给我们基督徒的自由。意味着我们彼此相处，然后服侍他人。
Our freedom is for the purpose of serving others.
我们的自由是让我们自由来服侍其他的人。
Verse 2 of our text today, if you go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2,
如果你回到以弗所书四章二节的时候，
gives us some perspective on how we are to get along with each other.
这给我们讲到我们彼此如何相处。
It says, be completely humble and gentle.
凡事谦虚，温柔。
Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
忍耐，用爱心相互宽容。
Now Paul said this to the Ephesians because of the conflicts he heard they had.
保罗这样说的时候，是因为以弗所书他们以弗所的教会有一个很大的问题。
Can you imagine that there are times when Christians don't get along?
哦，你能不能想象当基督徒中间出问题的时候会怎么样？
Well, Paul didn't want this to be a barrier in their unity.
他不希望这件事情长成他们合一的一个阻碍。
We're human, so there are those times that come along.
而我们是人，有些时候这件事情会发生。
Now you know it's not easy to get along when you feel that you're right.
尤其是当你觉得你对的时候，你很难跟人相处。
And then perhaps you feel you might have to compromise for the sake of a relationship.
有的时候，因为为了我们关系的缘故，我们必须要做一些让步。
Well, if you're married, you have to compromise.
然后当你结婚，你一定会这样。
I see a few people laughing about that, but they know what I'm talking about.
有些人笑，我相信他们在知道我说什么。
And in particular, sometimes when you're trying to help people in need, you have to compromise.
当你去帮一些人需要的有需要的人的时候，你需要来。
And it can be very challenging as they try to understand your motives as a Christian.
当基督去帮助别人的时候，可能人家会挑战你的信仰，挑战你的动机是什么。
You know, as the young people serve meals and dessert and entertainment at the Ronald McDonald House this week,
就像我们的孩子去在 Ronald McDonald House 就来服侍这些其他人的时候，
there was one guy who came up to us and he was really upset.
有一个人非常的不高兴来问我们，
because he was a Muslim.
因为他是一个穆斯林。
And he said, "Do you have anything without pork?"
他说你有没有什么东西是没有猪肉的？
And we looked at each other and we said, maybe not.
我们不是很 sure.
And so he was so upset, but he said, it's okay.
他是非常不高兴，但是他说 OK, 没问题。
But what we decided to do was to go out and buy this man some chicken.
但是我们到外面去买了鸡肉给他。
He was so surprised that we bought him.
非常的感动。
He said to himself, I don't know why you would have done this for me. You didn't have to do this. No one has ever done this before.
他说你不需要做的事，没有人这样做，为什么你要这样做？
But we were glad. We said, hey, we care about you. We want you to have a nice meal too.
因为我们的确爱你，然后关心你，希望你也有今天跟其他人一样一个好的晚餐。
I want to share with you another example from the musical Les Miserables.
我再给你一个那个音乐剧，大家都知道这个《悲惨世界》。
How many people know this musical?
让的故事。
Okay, we got a few. Good.
不少人知道。
In this musical, a church priest attempts to provide food and shelter for a former prison convict.
教会的一个牧师愿意为这个过去的囚犯，已经释放囚犯，预备他的食物和住宿。
He serves him a meal with his best china.
用最好的那个器具来服侍他的这个晚餐。
And you know what happens?
但是结果是什么，你知道吗？
He steals it.
他偷了这个餐具。
Can you imagine that? He's getting fed and he steals the silverware.
你说你为了一个人，结果他把你东西偷了。
Of course he's caught.
当然他被抓了。
Now this is about freedom, right?
这当然是关于自由的问题。
So when the priest is asked to charge the prisoner with a crime, What do you think he says?
当警察来找来问他说到底这个犯罪是不是事实？
Well, instead of charging him with a crime,
这个牧师没有来控告他。
He gives them the rest of the silver from his house.
他说其他东西本来也是给你的，应该拿走。
And he says to him, friend, you forgot to take this with you.
他说朋友啊，你忘了把这些拿走，其他都是你的。
The man broke down in tears.
这个人完全的破碎在神的面前。
He cried.
他哭了。
He repented.
他悔改了。
That man after that helped thousands of people.
这个人后来影响帮助了许多许多的人。
To find jobs.
给他们产生工作。
To be fed.
喂养他们。
This act of Christian freedom and love changed his whole life.
这个基督徒的这样的一个榜样，这样一个自由的榜样，改变了然而让的人生。
Now your freedom in Christ gives you the same opportunity for choices that will have lasting consequences.
你们在耶稣基督里的自由，也给你们有永恒的选择，这就是带来其他人生命的改变。
So what does this verse say in the way we serve and get along with each other?
这段经文怎么说的
？It says, "Be completely humble." And gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心相互宽容。
Okay, open your Bibles back to Ephesians chapter 4 again.
打开以弗所书第四章。
Now there are other examples in chapter 4 of Ephesians. I'm going to let you read on your own, but I'm going to summarize it here.
有一些经文让你们来自己来看，但是我想来总结一下以弗所书第四章后面一些经文。
Some of it you may have already heard is found in verses 23 through 32.
你也许听到过关于这个的。讲章就是在二十三节到三十二节。
And it talks about how we can be humble and gentle and patient with each other.
特别讲到我们的心态如何对人相处，怎么样控制我们的。
It says we should be made new in the attitude of our minds.
他说到我们的一个心态。
It tells us how to handle our anger.
特别讲到我们如何来控制我们的愤怒。
It tells us how to handle our speech.
讲到我们怎么样来说话。
Read through it.
请你来读。
And finally, the chapter concludes with being kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ and God in Christ has forgiven you.
这一章结束的时候，他是用耶稣基督，神在耶稣基督里原谅我们，来呼召我们彼此来饶恕。
Now you know it's hard to do this.
我知道这件事非常的困难。
It's hard to be perfect.
因为那要求完全。
But perhaps the following example will help us to understand how to do this better.
也许下面这个例子会帮助我们做得好一点。
You see, to get along with people, it helps us to have a common purpose.
要使跟人相互相处的时候，如果我们知道我们有共同的目标，
it helps us to have a common focus.
这帮助我们有一个共同的一个焦点。
The example I'm going to use comes from a devotional.
我用了一个其中一个那个灵修的一个材料。
Now I'm going to read this to you.
我来读给你们。
But pay very close attention.
特别的注意里头说到。
I knew about their long-standing argument.
我知道他们有很长很长时间的争辩。
But I had never heard them go at it like this before.
但是我从来没有听说他们能够用这样的方式。
This was awful.
非常糟。
There in the trees, in front of my house, the crows and the blue jays were quarreling again.
在我的房子面前，乌鸦和喜鹊又开始吵架了。
Have you ever seen birds making a fuss?
你会听到那个小鸟之间怎么样来 complain 的
？Yeah, it's quite amazing.
非常有意思的。
Their war of words and wings had escalated beyond anything I had ever seen.
因为我非常注意到他们之间的这个口角的战争和包括他们的翅膀，已经表达出来到了一个极端的程度。
This was really bad.
是非常糟糕的事。
Then the author says, "Then I noticed something I hadn't expected."
那我突然注意到一件事情，我原来没有看到。
A pair of huge brown wings making a retreat to a nearby branch.
突然一双灰那个灰色的大翅膀落在了旁边的一个枝枝上。
It wasn't a crow or a blue jay.
也不是乌鸦，也不是喜鹊。
So all of that quarreling wasn't about the crows and blue jays fighting again.
根本跟这个没有关系。
They found a common enemy.
突然他们停止了，因为他们发现了共同的敌人。
They found an owl.
他们发现了猫头鹰出现。
Their dislike for each other was lost in a conflict of greater magnitude.
他们彼此之间的这种争吵，在这个更大的改变中间。
So they combined their forces to meet the threat.
他们联合起来，来对抗这样的一个威胁。
Now the author says that scene impressed me as being one of nature's striking parallels to a spiritual reality that we as believers in Christ must learn.
他说这件事情对于作者来说，他说他很大的启发，说作为一个基督徒，在属灵里面应该怎么样的生活。
What he's really trying to say is that we have a common enemy.
他实际来说，我们实际只有一个共同的敌人。
Who is he?
他是谁？对，魔鬼。
The devil, yes. Satan, the devil. And he is reason enough to make us forget our differences.
就他来说，他就是我们的一个理由，我们应该忘却我们之间的不同。
That's what it's really saying here in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. It's leading up to that.
实际，以弗所书第四章就真正要说这件事情。
It's saying when we yield to our own desires, we give place to the devil.
当我们面临魔鬼的时候，我们可以来控制我们个人的这个想法。
Yeah, it says that in verse 27.
在二十七节特别讲到。
And you know what? He likes nothing better than to see us fighting with one another rather than against him.
对于魔鬼来说，他是正希望我们彼此相斗，而不是跟他来征战。
Remember, we said there's only.In your freedom in the world, you have to have a master.
对
And the freedom you have in the world, you have to have a master.
哦，在记得我们刚才说的，在你的自由的世界里，你必须要一个主人。
You either serve God,
要么服侍上帝
or you serve the devil.
要么就服侍魔鬼。
And so, we are not to give our old master the devil.
我们不愿意把我们自己再交回去给魔鬼。
An opportunity.
也不给他有机会，魔鬼留地步。
And the Bible tells us that the devil looks for opportunities.
因为魔鬼的确是在寻找机会。
He wants to remind us of our previous lifestyles and bad habits.
他经常会提醒我们过去的生活方式。
That's what 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says.
这是为什么在第五节第五章以后说到我们要来持守。
But as we said, God's freedom for the Christian involves getting along with and serving others based on verse 2.
在第二节告诉我们说基督徒的自由等于说跟别人彼此相处然后来服侍他人这是神给我们自由
Be completely humble and gentle Be patient bearing with one another in love
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心相互宽容
Alright, and focusing on a common purpose can help us to do this
当我们来焦聚在我们共同的目标上的时候呢绝对帮助我们能够这样来合一
Focus on the devil Don't focus on each other
注意我们的敌人然后不要光找我们个人的错。
This brings us to a final point.
所以我们就来到第三点。
God's freedom for the Christian means striving for peace in our unity.
所以说让我们竭力来保守在中间的合一。
Now the blue jays and the crows made peace in order to fight their common enemy, the owl.
喜鹊和乌鸦为了跟他们共同的敌人征战，他们变成了有联邦。
And Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 says, we should make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
第三节说用和平彼此联络极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We said our common enemy is the devil.
我们都知道我们的共同敌人是魔鬼。
And Christ came to destroy his works so that we can be free and participate in the benefits that the Holy Spirit has to give us.
基督来是来毁掉魔鬼的工作以至于我们可以得自由然后能够享受圣灵给我们的这一切的好处。
He brings us these benefits through our unity.
他是在这样的一个合一中间来带给我们这样这些好处的。
Look at verse 13 of chapter 4.
请你看第四章的十三节。
It reminds us that we are then prepared for works of service.
他提醒我们来服侍。
We become mature.
我们就变得成熟。
And we ultimately reach the measure of the fullness of Christ that God has planned for us.
以至于我们能够长成耶稣基督的身量。
Now, in the original language here,
在原文的这里就特别讲到了
the bond of peace refers to that which binds things together in harmony.
这里特别讲到的是 bond of peace, 就是说和平的这个联络，意思是用和谐来达成的。
And in binding things together in harmony, we are constantly to look for ways to do this.
我们需要 不断的 来用不同的方式来达成这一点。
Now sometimes this can be done through small kindnesses that we show each other.
也许有一些小的一些我们的爱心来表达。
Cards, phone calls.
也许寄一个卡片，也许一个电话。
The challenges in life that we face can make us irritable at times.
有的时候我们的生活是相当的，导致我们非常的不愉快，非常容易发怒。
And those small kindnesses can make a big difference.
但是这样的一个小小的爱心举动，往往改变一个很大的结果。
And what binds us together in harmony.
把我们能够在爱中，在合一中来得和平。
And the Bible tells us there are other ways to do this.
圣经也讲到其他的方式来做这样的事。
There's this giving of thanks in our prayers to God.
让我们来感谢神，来祷告。
Forgiving each other and loving each other. It's all a part of this.
原谅彼此，彼此相爱，都是可以来做到这个。
And we should look for examples among us, in particular among the leadership, in terms of doing this.
也许我们应该来看看我们中间的榜样，也许可以看看我们中间的领袖。
Paul says this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, and some of it we're going to read right now. I think it's on the PowerPoint.
对，腓立比书的四章这个四到九节，尤其是。
Maybe not. All right, I'll read through it. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9.
从第六节到第九节，我会来读一下。
Do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
But in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的。